الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Yesterday we mentioned one particular dua which is mentioned in the Quran. Today we want to mention dua itself. There's a very famous ayat of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ, that your Rabb says, أُدْعُونِي, that make dua to me, أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, I will accept your du'as. The many ayat of the Quran but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us that ud'uni, make dua to me. And dua is an essential part of our deen. It's one way through which we can cope to difficult times. We can seek help, protection, special favor of Allah ta'ala. But often we downplay and don't understand the power of dua. Remember that in one hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that ad-du'a mukhul ibadah, the du'a is the essence of worship. Du'a huwal ibadah, this is ayni ibadah. What that means is that du'a is, in one sense, all our ibadah is du'a. Salah is du'a, tilawat is du'a. Du'a means that you're beseeching Allah Ta'ala, that you're making, supplicating to Allah, reaching out to Allah Ta'ala, asking Allah Ta'ala to become mutawajjih, attentive towards you. And normally we think about dua, we think about it as our spare wheel. When the car, the tire becomes flat, we take out the tire and we put it in, and we're good to go. Rather, dua is not the spare wheel, dua is supposed to be the steering wheel of our life. When everything is going fine, we should also turn to Allah Ta'ala and make dua. Because the dua is the best sabab of saving oneself. And it's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person gets the ability to make dua, it's a big blessing from Allah Ta'ala. And remember that among all the methods, all the asbab of getting anything in this dunya, or saving yourself from any harm in this dunya, the best sabab that we have is dua. There is no better sabab than dua. And that's why we should make dua with regards to every matter. In one hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, the person who desires that his dua during hard times should be accepted, he should make dua during good times as well. So that Allah Ta'ala accepts his dua during hard times. And what is very interesting about dua, it's a very strange and a beautiful thing, fascinating in fact, that when we pray, if you pray with the intention of dunya, that prayer will not be accepted. If you fast with the intention of dunya, it will not be accepted. For the sake of the world, it will not be accepted. Dua is the only thing that nabardeen, that if a person makes dua purely for the benefit of this world, that Allah, please fulfill this need of mine. Please let that be done. That itself even is ibadah. This is something which is only special to dua. Any other deed done with the intention of the dunya would not lead to any reward. They require an intention for the akhirah. Dua is such an amal that even if the person is asking for a purely worldly need, worldly desire, Allah, please give me food, shoes, clothes, that dua will be ibadah. So hence, dua is our steering wheel. When you make dua, whatever you're making dua for, Allah will grant you that. But the time that you use to make dua, that will also be counted as ibadah. So there's double faida, double benefit in making dua. You get whatever needs, whatever zuriyat you have from Allah Ta'ala. And number two, that time will also be counted as ibadah. It's one of the easiest ibadah that we can do. There's no shart for dua. You don't have to be in a state of wudu. You don't have to face the qibla. You don't have to be in a masjid. You don't have to use the Arabic. Dua is something you can do whenever you want, whenever you feel like, even in your heart, in any way you like, any language, any physical position. Obviously, there are certain adab of dua. It's better that you're in a state of wudu. You do face the qibla. But technically, you can make dua in any way you want to. So if we truly feel that we want to draw close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then dua is our way of drawing close. Because dua is ibadat. You will be making dua for dunya, but you will also be doing ibadah, coming close to Allah ta'ala. So when any one of us get afflicted with any type of difficulty, we should not become overly worried or overly anxious. But rather the tartib here is that we should have sabr and we should then make dua to Allah. When you have sabr, you feel the closeness of Allah. And then when you make dua, you will genuinely, truly feel that Allah Ta'ala is answering my dua. All the worries, they just go away when they follow this tartib. But what happens is that people, when we are in a state of anxiety, we have different ways of dealing with it. Sometimes people sleep. Sometimes a person will go blank. Sometimes a person will stare at the wall for hours. Some of us might go for music or movies, etc. All of that, that's an escape, but that's not a solution. Because second that movie is over, the grief will come back to us. And part of Allah Ta'ala's hidayah is that Allah Ta'ala wants to give us relief from anxiety. There are all different types of ways to cope. And Allah does not want us to be so depressed that we are sleeping our depression away or staring at the walls or playing games or doing something else to distract ourselves. No. Allah wants to take us out. He wants to give us that najat, that relief from this anxiety. Because we are the people of Iman. Allah, He honors that Iman in our heart. But you have to go through the method that Allah wants. That we turn to Him in dua and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove that difficulty. Now, this ayah that I just mentioned, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands us to make dua, and that I will accept your dua. So the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to make dua is precisely this, that Allah is saying that place all your worries on me. Why do you carry this burden on your shoulder that your shoulders are unable to bear? Sometimes in times of exams, any one of us may still be tested. We might be facing some tests, even in Ramadan, right? Trials and some worry and some anxiety, some hangover. So we should use this month to toss all our worries to Allah Ta'ala and become completely mutma'in through this act of dua. Because that's what Allah is saying in Quran, that don't carry this burden on your shoulder because you don't have the kudra, you don't have the ability. And I ask you to put it on me, send all your worries to me through dua. And that's actually what dua is. It's a therapeutic process. The more and more you make dua sincerely in this way, the more you will feel all your burdens going away. And at the end of the dua, you will be completely carefree. You will know that you have given the application to Allah. Allah knows my matter. Allah knows my affair. Allah knows what is deep inside my heart, what is deep inside my chest. Allah is the most kind, the most generous of beings. He's my Rabb. And if there is any way out of this, if there is any way that I can escape this difficulty, Allah will make it happen for me. And if he doesn't, you'll still be happy. Because you know that there will be khair in that decision at the end. But if you haven't made dua, then you will be worried. And if you get stuck in some difficulty, we won't be happy. We'll get even more worried. Some people, they start having shikwa, they start blaming, they start complaining towards Allah. And this becomes like a downward spiral. Lack of patience, lack of dua makes a person then deeply going down into this parishani, such that they never are able to feel any relief. When you look at their faces, and you can see it on their faces, their eyes are showing how worried they are. Their faces are showing how worried they are. The way they talk and act are showing how much worry they have in their heart. And it's completely opposite to Iman. Iman is a life of itminan. Iman is a life of aman. Iman is a life of joy. And this person has voluntarily chosen to put himself in a life of worry and sadness. So Allah promises that you make dua, I will accept your dua. But we have to understand that the three ways in which these du'as are accepted by Allah. The du'as of a mu'min are accepted, but there are three ways of acceptance. Number one is that you make du'a and Allah accepts it as it is. You get exactly the same thing. And normally this is what we consider as the acceptance of du'a. But this is just one of the three ways. The second is that Allah remove some misfortune from your life. You make dua for something, you don't get it, but Allah Ta'ala grants a better replacement. Something what you're making dua for may not be in the best of your interest. Allah Ta'ala is your Rabb. Allah Ta'ala knows what is best for you. So instead of your dua, Allah Ta'ala rids you of some worry, of some trouble, of some misfortune that was supposed to come your way. Sometimes people say, I almost had an accident. I just missed it. Allah Ta'ala saved that person from that accident. That's another way in which our du'as are accepted. Who knows? We made du'a and as a result of that, this Allah Ta'ala saved us. And there's also one third and a final way in which du'as are accepted is that Allah, we don't get it here in this world and any misfortune is also not removed. But Allah rewards that person for that dua in akhirah. It becomes a provision for the next life. And it comes in a riwayah that a person on the day of Qiyamah, when they will look at their book of deeds, they will see so many good deeds and they'll be amazed. And they'll ask Allah, that Allah, I never did these good deeds. And they're here in my book of deeds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that, O my servant, you made a falan falan dua. And your dua was not accepted. I want to give you replacement today. And there'll be so much reward for that dua that that person will wish. This will be his tamanna, his desire in his heart, that I wish none of my duas in the dunya were accepted. And I would be getting all the reward right now. And that's how much he will be happy at that time when he sees that reward. So all three are ways in which duas are accepted. And all three are good news for a moment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at our situation and whichever is the best way of acceptance, Allah ta'ala accepts our du'as in that way. Sometimes if it's a good thing, Allah ta'ala will accept your du'a as it is. You'll get exactly the same thing. If sometimes some misfortune, some trial is cancelled, that is also good. And if the reward is given on the day of judgment, that is even better. That's the best. There is one condition in which a person's du'as is not accepted. And that is when a person says that Allah does not listen to my du'a. This makes Allah very upset. Allah becomes naraza. Why? Because Allah is saying in Quran that your Rabb listens to your du'as. Allah listens to du'as. And Allah accepts your du'as. So Allah listens to our du'a and we should remember this ayat of the Quran. However, I want to mention three things. Some people say that, okay, Quran is saying that our du'as are accepted But I make dua, I've made so many du'as in my life, but I don't see the acceptance of those du'as. So where is the difference? Where is the farak? That Quran is saying, Udu'uni astajib lakum, but my du'as are not accepted. There are three adab, three conditions for the acceptance of du'as. And this is very important for us to understand. Number one is that sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delays the acceptance of that du'a. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to see, Allah ta'ala wants to test us whether a person is a strong believer or a weak believer. Whether a person is a strong believer or a weak believer. The first adab of making du'a is that we should continually make du'a with istiqamah. Why? Because sometimes du'as are not accepted easily and quickly. Because Allah wishes to see whether we are a strong believer or a weak believer. Acha, a strong believer is a believer who makes du'a on day one. If his du'a is not accepted, he makes du'a on day two. If it's not accepted, continues to make it for 1 week, for 1 year, he attaches himself with the door of Allah. He never leaves this door of Allah. And a weak believer is that he makes dua on day one, and if his duas are not accepted, he says that Allah does not accept my dua, he leaves the door of Allah. So we have to become strong believers. We have to become people who continually make dua, bar bar musalsal mangtare. And this door will open one day. And when it will open, Allah's attention, Allah's rahmah will become attentive towards us. Hamara kaam ban jayega. We'll be able to get our work done. That's the reason. And we see also in the Quran, there's a story of Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, who was a Nabi of Allah. And he was making dua to Allah for a child, for a son. And he continued to make dua until he reached old age. And then in old age, his dua was accepted. So, yani, how long would he have made this dua? Once. We can understand this from an example that when a mother, you know, she has a child and the child maybe does something and he wants something from his mother. And the mother, she doesn't want to give it to her child. But the child keeps on insisting. And he keeps on insisting. And finally, eventually, the mother, she gives it to the child. Exactly in the same way, Amma Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she narrates that the Prophet said that I swear by Allah, sometimes a person, he asks from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah ta'ala is upset with that individual because of his sins. But he continues to ask. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns towards the angels and says that it seems that this person has decided that he will ask from no one except from me. He has taken me, viewed me as his Lord, as his Rabb, and he has turned away from all doors and he has attached himself to my door. I want, and Allah announces in front of the angels that bear witness that I have become happy with this person and I am granting whatever this person is asking from. Whatever this person is asking, I'm giving it to that person. Subhanallah. So subhanallah, this person, when he continues to make dua, not only Allah Ta'ala becomes pleased with him, but he also eventually gets what he wants from Allah. And in any case, you know, that person should leave this door who has some other door to go to. For the beggars in the dunya, it's not a problem for them. They can go from one door, they don't get it, they go to the other door, they don't get it, they go to the third door. But for us, we have no other door to go to except Allah Ta'ala, except our Rabb. So we have to keep ourselves attached at this door. This door will open, but it won't open immediately. Allah Ta'ala wishes to see whether we are strong believers. There was a story of a person, old man, who went for Hajj. And every time he used to go for Hajj, he used to go alone. But this time he went with one of his servants, Khadim, helper, you can say. And they reached the Maidan of Arafah, and there this old man, he was saying, Labbaik, 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 Talbiya. And he heard a voice which said, La Labbaik, La Labbaik, we don't accept your Labbaik. So the helper, he was a bit surprised that you are saying Labbaik and this voice is coming, La Labbaik. So then the old man, he explained that, why are you so amazed? Why are you so surprised? I have been performing Hajj for 30 years, and every time when I reach this plain of Arafah and I make dua, Labbaik, I hear this voice, La Labbaik. But you tell me, is there any other door where I can go to apart from this door of Allah? And he said with so much humility and sincerity that a voice came that, Labbaik, we've accepted all your previous 30 Hajj. So this is a story for us, that if we can attach, whoever gets the tawfiq to attach themselves to the door of Allah, they don't need to go and beg in front of the small doors of the dunya. And that's what you see, that sometimes people are dhakke kha rahe hote hain, people are getting humiliated in front of people, they have to shed tears before other people. And on the other hand, someone who has a taluk, a relationship with the prime minister or the president, then that person is very happy and content. I have taluk, I have a relation, connection with high people. In the same way, when a person has a connection with Allah Ta'ala, then they don't need to go in front of the worldly people. They don't need to cry in front of them. They don't need to beg from them. Allah Ta'ala takes care of their needs. It's like a one window operation. Why do you keep on going to multiple doors when you have this door of Allah Ta'ala in front of you? So the first principle is that we should make dua with istiqamat continually with consistency. The second principle is that we should make dua with yaqeen, with certainty and conviction in our heart. This is another reason why sometimes du'as are not accepted, because we are making du'a, but we don't have yaqeen on the acceptance of our du'a. And there is a hadith of Qudsi, Allah says that, Ana inda zanni abdi bi, that I am with my servants as they think about me. So when we are making du'a, we are thinking that I am such a big sinner, I am such a big gunagar, I am so distant. How can my dua be accepted in the court of Allah Ta'ala? This is a very dangerous thing to begin to think like this. Why? Because if I make a promise to someone and the other person doesn't rely on my promise, I become sad that I'm making a promise and that person is not still relying upon me. Understand, listen to these words of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala has also made a promise with us in the Quran. And this is the ayah that I started with. This is not my statement, one of my teacher's statement. I'm not telling you some za'if or weak hadith. This is Quran Azim wa Shan, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what are the words of Allah? وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ Udu'uni astajib lakum. That make dua to me and I will accept your dua. This is a promise, a pledge that Allah Ta'ala is making in the Quran. And then for us to respond and say that our duas are not accepted, this will make Allah Ta'ala upset. That why are you having ill will, ill thoughts towards me, ill feelings towards me? Why are you becoming badguman towards me? We are not supposed to have badgumani towards other people. We are supposed to think well about other people. And here we are thinking ill about Allah Ta'ala. That I don't know whether Allah's promise will be fulfilled or not. Allah does not listen to my dua. Maybe my dua will not be accepted. No. We should have yaqeen about the promise of Allah. Full conviction and certainty on this promise. Acha, what is the reason? Why don't we have this yaqeen? Shaitan. Shaitan enters and shaitan makes us think that, look at you, how will your du'as be accepted? Du'as are accepted of those people who are pious, those people who are righteous. But look at you, your du'as will not be accepted. Shaitan tries to create this distance between the servants and their Lord, between Rab and Abd. Halaki, the reality and the hakikat is that in this ayah, in this very ayah, But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to make dua. Allah ta'ala has not simply commanded the people who are pious to make dua. It says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ, all of you, udooni, all of you should make dua. It's a khitab, it's an address, it's a command to address to every single person. رَبُّكُمْ ki jo zameer, the pronoun, the entire insaniyat, humanity is included here in this address. Allah is saying to all of human beings, make dua to me. أَسْتَجِبُ لَكُمْ, I will accept all your duas. The duas of every single person who turns to me. So forget people who are pious or righteous. Forget people who pray or don't pray. Allah is making, Allah is calling every single insan here. Even people who don't believe in Allah, they're also included here in this command. Make dua to me. Allah is not doing any farak here. Allah is not making any farak between righteous and impious people. Farak tam karte. We introduce that difference. Let me give you a true story from the Quran. Shaitan, his dua was also accepted by Allah. Shaitan, when he comes to us and he says to us that why your dua will not be accepted, why don't we reply back to Shaitan that Shaitan, you, when you were thrown out from the assembly of Allah, Allah said, Fakhruj fa innaka rajim, that get out of here because you are deprived, repudiated, denied. At that point, you made a dua to Allah, Rabbi fa'anzirni ila yawmi yub'asun, that, oh my Rabb, grant me muhlat, grant me respite until the day of judgment. And Allah Ta'ala accepted your dua, fa'innaka minal munzirin. So when your dua was accepted, then why won't Allah Ta'ala accept my dua? You refuse to do sajda, and still Allah accepted your dua. I'm in sajda. Why will my dua not be accepted by Allah? You were being thrown out of the house of Allah, and in that state you made dua, and your dua was accepted. I have entered into the house of Allah. Why won't my dua be accepted by Allah Ta'ala? So we should say this answer to Shaitan and dispel all such thoughts of bayyakini. Make dua with yakin in our heart. And there is also a tafsir Ruhul Ma'ani, which mentions another story about Fir'aun. That Fir'aun of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam that all of you know. Fir'aun, his dua was also accepted by Allah. It comes that the Nile stopped flowing and people came to Fir'aun and said that you are our Lord, our Rabb. Command the river to flow so that we can get water. So Fir'aun, he knew that I have no ability. So he's just made an excuse that go, I'll take care of it. And that night it's mentioned in the tafsir that Fir'aun, he exited, he came out of his palace. He was not wearing any crown on his head. He was barefoot, no chappal. And he walked to the edge of the river Nile. And there he raised his hands and then turned to Allah Ta'ala and made dua. Tiro Allah, you know my haqiqa, that people think I'm the Rabb and I have the ability and the power, but I don't have any ability and any power. I turn to you and ask you that you command the river to flow so that people will be able to get the water and they can benefit from that water. And in the tafsir, it's mentioned that Fir'aun's dua, he hadn't completed his dua yet. And he heard the sound of gushing water. The water began to flow through Nile. So we should make dua with conviction. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith, then make dua to Allah Ta'ala in such a state that you have yakin, conviction about the qubuliya of that dua. Understand that if you make dua with ghafla, then that dua will not be accepted. If a dua is made with an inattentive heart, then that dua will not be accepted. So we should make dua with yakin. That's the second principle. Yakin about the acceptance of dua, and yakin not about our words, but yakin about the promise that Allah Ta'ala has made in the Quran. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي, make dua to me, أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, I will accept your dua. And the third and the last principle for making dua is that we should make dua with ajizi, with humility. And sometimes we make a mistake here also, that we make dua as if we are ordering someone. That, oh my son, get vegetables from me from the market, get the rice from me, chawal from me, dawai, medicine. As if we are sort of assigning task. We are addressing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are making dua to Allah ta'ala. We should make dua with humility, beseeching Allah. If we can cry, we should learn to cry in our dua. You know, you can see a beggar. It's very easy to, you know, get an example here in this country. You see a fakir, when he asks from you, from the tips of his hair to the soles of his feet, he dresses in such a way, he walks in such a way, the words that come from his mouth are such that they hit your heart. You can see the maskanat, the fakir, the poverty, and you feel merciful towards that person. And even if you don't want to give it, you eventually end up giving something. So we should also acquire humility. Allah says in Quran, "Ud'u rabbakum tadarra'un wa khufiya." Then make dua to your Rabb with humility and chupke chupke, with secretly, silently, secretively. Or like another example is like a small child. When he wants something from his mother, an ice cream, he keeps on asking. And when he doesn't get it, he starts crying. And when you start crying, then the mother, she gives it. So baat banti hai rone se. You know, if you want to get something from Allah Ta'ala, when tears begin to fall, when you have ajizi, humility, sincerity, like that small child, then Allah Ta'ala's attention, Allah Ta'ala's mercy also becomes mutawajjih towards that person, and Allah Ta'ala accepts that person's dua. Hajjaj bin Yusuf, I'll just end with one last story, he was a very firm governor, and he was also known to be a bit ruthless in certain issues. Once he came for Umrah and he wanted to perform Tawaf. At that time, there was a blind old man who was doing Tawaf. And he was making dua to Allah Ta'ala, that, oh Allah, I'm blind, give me my eyesight back. Oh Allah, I'm blind, please give me my eyesight back. And he had completed 3 of his rounds. 4 were left. So Hajjaji entered and he called that blind man and said that, look, I'm starting my Tawaf, round number 1. And if you don't get your eyesight back before I've completed my 7th Tawaf, then I will kill you. And he was known to be that kind of a person. So now this old man, blind man, he is making dua to Allah. He's pleading, he's beseeching, he's crying. Tears are flowing from his eyes. That, Ya Allah, pehle to sirf dua ka, aankhon ka masla tha, ab to zindagi ka masla hai. Allah, before it was just about my eyesight. Now it's about my life. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah. And he made dua with so much humility, so much ajizi, that it's written that before he completed his 7 chakkar, Allah Ta'ala gave him his eyesight back. So we should think that as if our duas, our life depends on these duas. That's how we should turn to Allah Ta'ala with a lot of humility. And then Allah Ta'ala's attention will also be upon us. So zarurat hai, the Allah Ta'ala's command is there in the Quran, ud'uni astajib lakum. We should capitalize on this opportunity and make dua to Allah Ta'ala. And we should remember that whenever we have any need, we should turn towards Allah Ta'ala. And when we turn towards Allah Ta'ala, hum mange jaise mangna chahiye. We should ask Allah Ta'ala the way it befits Allah Ta'ala, following these 3 adab, these 3 principles and rules. The number 1, we should make dua with consistency. Key word is consistency, istiqamat. Kacche bande nahi bane, pakke bande bane. Become strong believers and make dua continually. And second principle, then make dua while having conviction on the promise of Allah. Apne alfaz, we don't know, our words are, you know, we lie, we backbite. Our words are not sachi nahi hai. But we should not rely on our words. We should rely on the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah, I have yakin about your promise. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ كِيلًا. Who can be more truthful than my Allah ta'ala? So that is where I'm getting my yakin from Allah, from the promise of Allah. And that is why when I'm making my dua, I have yakin that Allah will accept my dua. So second principle, to make dua with conviction and certainty. And third and final principle is that make dua with ajizi, with humility. And inshallah, if you can follow these adab and principles, then Allah Ta'ala will solve our masail, our difficulties, and Allah Ta'ala will also enable us to draw close to Him. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala that may Allah Ta'ala enable all of us in this month of Ramadan. This is the month of dua. May Allah Ta'ala enable all of us to turn towards Him in dua. We did this ayah last time. وَلَا تَقْنَتُ مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Then never ever despair of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Even if you have left the path of sabr, even if you have left the path of dua, even if you have left the path of salah for years, even if you stand and not able to break that ice within a minute, don't despair, don't give up. Think of the mercy of Allah. Be hopeful of the mercy of Allah. Be hopeful of Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and karam. Allah Ta'ala Himself will see that you will have that breakthrough. Allah Ta'ala will take you to get that breakthrough. So may Allah Ta'ala enable all of us to become people of dua in this month of dua. May Allah Ta'ala make us people of itminan. May Allah Ta'ala through this dua give us that itminan which Allah Ta'ala has promised. May Allah Ta'ala grant us that izzat and itminan that comes with this iman that Allah Ta'ala has given us. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. سبحان ربي العلي الوهاب اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا الله يا رب كريم ہم آپ کے عاجز مسکین سے بنتے ہیں ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہمارے خطاؤں کو درگزر فرما اللہ ہمارے عیبوں کی پردہ پوشی فرما یا رب کریم یا اللہ جو گناہ کیا اللہ ان کو معاف فرما جو گناہ کر کے بھول گئے ان کو معاف فرما یا رب کریم یا اللہ ہمیں نیکی والی زندگی نصیب فرما اللہ اپنی عشق کی آتش ہماری سینوں میں پیدا فرما اللہ ہمارے انگ انگ سے اپنی محبت کو جاری فرما ہماری روئے روئے سے اپنی محبت کو جاری فرما ہماری ہڈی ہڈی بوٹی بوٹی اپنی محبت نصیب فرما یا رب کریم ہماری آنکھوں کو ہماری نگاہوں کو پاک فرما ہمارے دلوں کو صاف فرما ہمارے سینوں کو اپنی محبت سے لبریز فرما یا رب کریم بچہ جب چلتے چلتے تھک جاتا ہے وہ اپنے باپ کو پکارتا ہے باپ خود بھی تھکا ہوتا ہے لیکن باپ اپنے بچے کو گود میں اٹھا لیتا ہے باقی سفر باپ خود اپنے بچے کو گود میں طے کرا دیتا ہے یا رب کریم یا اللہ ہم بھی چلتے چلتے تھک گئے ہیں یا رب کریم آپ کو پکارتے ہیں آپ کی رحمت کو پکارتے ہیں یا رب کریم اپنی رحمت کے ساتھ ہمیں اپنا بنا دیجئے اللہ ہمیں ایسا بنا دیجئے کہ آپ کو پسند آ جائے یا رب کریم یا اللہ اپنی رحمتوں کے ساتھ ہماری ان دعاؤں کو قبول فرما یا اللہ علم کے بعد جہالت کے کاموں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما اللہ اپنا قرب کے بعد دوری سے ہماری حفاظت فرما اللہ ہدایت کے بعد گمراہی سے ہماری حفاظت فرما یا رب کریم اس سے پہلے کہ لوگ ہمیں کلمہ پڑھائیں ہمیں اپنے اختیار کے ساتھ کلمہ پڑھنے کی توفیق عطا فرما اللہ اس سے پہلے کہ ہماری نماز جنازہ پڑھی جائے اللہ میں نماز کے اندر حضوری نصیب فرما اللہ اس سے پہلے کہ ہمیں غسل دیا جائے اللہ ہمیں غسل توبہ کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما اور یا اللہ اس سے پہلے کہ آپ کے سامنے پیشی ہو اللہ ہمیں اپنی بارگاہ کے اندر قبولیت نصیب فرما یا رب کریم آپ نے تو قرآن میں فرمایا وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ کہ کوئی سائل تمہارے گھر پہ آئے کوئی سائل تم سے مانگنے آئے تو اس کو جھڑکی نہ دینا کچھ دے دینا یا رب کریم جب ہم کمزوروں کو یہ حکم ہے کہ ہم اس کو رد نہ کریں کچھ دے دیں اللہ ہم بھی تو آپ کے در کے سائل ہیں اللہ آپ سے مانگ رہے ہیں یا رب کریم اپنی رحمت سے ہمیں عطا فرما دیجئے اللہ آپ کے در کے سوا اور کوئی دروازہ نہیں آپ کے گھر کے سوا اور کوئی ایک دوسرا گھر نہیں اللہ ہم جائیں تو کہاں جائیں یا رب کریم آپ ہی ہمارے رب ہیں آپ ہی ہمارے کریم اور رحیم رب ہیں اللہ آپ کے سوا کوئی ملجا نہیں کوئی ماوا نہیں کوئی پناہ گاہ نہیں یا رب کریم ہمارے اٹھے ہاتھوں کو قبول فرما لیجئے یا رب کریم ہماری جھولیوں کو اپنی رحمت سے بھر دیجئے اللہ آپ سے آپ کو مانگتے ہیں اللہ اپنا تعلق عطا فرما، اپنی محبت عطا فرما، اللہ اپنا معرف اپنی معرفت نصیب فرما یا رب کریم. یا اللہ، اللہ جو غیر کی محبتیں ہیں، ناجائز محبتیں ہیں، اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو پاک کر دیجئے، اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو صاف فرما دیجئے، اللہ ہمیں قلب سلیم عطا فرما، قلب منیب عطا فرما، ہمیں نفس مطمئنہ نصیب فرما یا رب کریم. یا اللہ، اللہ ہمیں اپنے قرب نصیب فرما، یا اللہ اپنی رحمتوں والا معاملہ فرما. اللہ رمضان مبارک رحمتوں کا مہینہ ہے، اللہ اس کے دن بھی رحمتیں ہیں، رات بھی رحمتیں ہیں یا رب کریم. یا اللہ اپنی رحمت سے یا اللہ ہمیں اپنا بنا دیجئے، اپنی ایک رحمت کی یا محبت کی نظر ہمارے دلوں پہ ڈال دیجئے، اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو بدل دیجئے، دلوں کی سختی کو دور فرما، اللہ دلوں کے اندر جو پریشانی ہے اس کو ختم فرما، اللہ دلوں کے اندر جو بے اطمینانی ہے اس بے اطمینانی کو ختم فرما یا رب کریم. یا اللہ آپ کے پیارے محبوب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ ہمارے دل آپ کی دو انگلیوں کے درمیان ہیں، یقلبها کیف یشاء، آپ جہاں چاہیں ہمارے دل کو پھیر سکتے ہیں. یا رب کریم ہمارے دل کو اپنی محبت کی طرف پھیر دیجئے، دین کی طرف پھیر دیجئے. یا رب کریم ہمیں اپنا بنا دیجئے، ہمیں اپنی رضا لقا نصیب فرما دیجئے. یا رب کریم یا اللہ ہمارے جتنے بھی مسائل ہیں، اللہ ہمیں مسائل کو آسان فرما دیجئے. اللہ جو بھی لوگ پریشان ہیں سب کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. اللہ جو ہمارے کام اٹکے ہوئے ہیں، اللہ ان اٹکے کاموں کو حل فرما دیجئے. اللہ جو کام بکھرے ہوئے ہیں، اللہ ان کاموں کو سمیٹ دیجئے. اللہ اپنی رحمتوں والا معاملہ فرما، آنے والے وقت کو گزرے ہوئے وقت سے بہتر فرما، آنے والی زندگی کو گزری ہوئی زندگی کا کفارہ بنا. یا رب کریم جو مانگا ہے اللہ ہمیں تو مانگنے کا طریقہ بھی نہیں آتا، سلیقہ بھی نہیں آتا، اللہ بن مانگے عطا فرما دیجئے. اللہ جو مانگے اس سے بہتر بڑھ کر اللہ اپنی شان کریمی کے مطابق عطا فرما دیجئے. یا رب کریم جو مانگنا چاہیے تھا نہیں مانگ سکے، اللہ وہ بھی عطا فرما دیجئے. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. صلى الله تعالى على حبيبه خير خلقه محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.